Okay. Continuing in Yoneh Beria. The Mishnah says in Chulin and Tzadi Vavim and Beis, Yerech Shen Ishbashel Bogir Hanosha, that if you had some Yerech, the thigh, which is a piece of meat, and you cooked it with the Gid Hanosha. So Gid Hanosha is Macholas Asuras. Right? So Lachor, at first glance, it should be the question, if it's shishim, it should be mutter. Neinu shishim. So that's what the Mishnah says. Im yesh bo b'no sein tam, harei zo asura. So it's totally is the shishim in the yerech and the rest of the meat keneged the gid hanasha. Or not. That is the shayla. And the Gemara says on Tzadi Tesamid Beis, on page 2 here, that the Shaila is Masnithin Loki Aitaina. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osham, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omar, Ein Begidim ben Osin Tam. Whereas the Mishnah that says you need Shishim, you need for it to be Mutter, holds that the Gid, Yesh Begidim ben Osin Tam. So therefore, it's like any other macholas asuras that you have to be batal b'shishim. But there is a sheet in the Gemara that says not that way. That ain't begidim menosin tam. Whereas, like the Gemara says, gid hanasha is different than other yisurim. Eitzu v'atorah hit asraso. Whereas the Torah can ask for anything. So the gidim is really doesn't have nesinas tam. Yet the Torah still asked it. So therefore, even if you're going to cook it and you don't have shishim, it's going to be mutter. But the Mishnah that says that you need it's taller in the Sinas Tam holds Yesh Begidim Benosin Tam. So that's the Machlokes, whether Yesh Begidim Benosin Tam or Ein Begidim Benosin Tam. So if you look at the Rashba on page 3 in the Bais HaKotzer, Yet a notion is Rashi on Gidim as much as Mekira Zarko of Ochel Hashayim. Lepina Sheina Oser Taruvas Butlei Toso. Shein Begidim Nosin Tam. Eitzu El Shatora Asraso. Right? Bamedra Mugufu Shogir. Aval Mishum Lopnokil Okay. So the Pashto says Ein Begidim, the Machlok is the Yesh Begidim and no Sin. Everyone agrees if you eat the Gid Hanasha, you're chayv. That's the law of the Gid Hanasha. The Shaila is, does Gid Hanasha have the ability to ask somebody something else through Bishul or not? Now what happens in the following case? In other words, the case I gave you was you took a Gid Hanasha and you cooked it with rice and you didn't have shishim in the rice connected to the Gid Hanasha, and then the Gid Hanasha you throw out. It's be'ed. So you could see it, throw it out. The shaila is, did it contaminate the other food through the bishul? So that's the machlokes. Yesh begidim menosin tam, it did. And therefore, and since you didn't have shishim, you aser. Ein begidim menosin tam is different. So now what happens, a different scenario. What if the gid, you have a batch of rice, and it's not that you just cook the gid with the rice. The gid melted into the rice. The gid melted into the rice. So now you have melted gid in the rice. That's Einu Nikar. One sec, we'll see about that. Hatorah asur v'lo l'hakel v'atel as gufo b'pachas mi shishim. So the Rashba says V'lo l'hakel levatel es gufa b'pachas mishishim. In other words, if the gid is nimoach, so then you could say that maybe you don't need shishim also. So that the Rashba says no. If it's nimoach, and now it's in the thing, so that type of tam is different than the tam of cooking. Tam of cooking means you have a be'en, and then what is it, poilet. So that ain't begidim, but no say tam according to. But if the etzem hadover melts, so, which is also a din tam, because if it melts into something, it's a din tam, but that, even the gid, the Rashba holds, has a din of Nesinas tam, and therefore you'd need shishim. If it remains be'en, and just as poilet tam, then the ashita, the holds ain't begidim, no say tam, it's not going to contaminate. And that's what the Torah says here on page 5. If nimoach she'enu nikur, tzarech gam kin shishim kenegdo. Aval pi she'en bo tam, v'hu keis ha'torah osraso. Now, if you look in the Rashba in the Bais Aruch here on page 7, take a look in the Rashba. We saw in the first the Bais HaKotzer. Now there's the Bais Aruch. Says of Kshimimoch Gufil shall Isser, the Tok shall Heter, Ein Somech Ella Akfela, the Pachas Mishishim. One second. Shinuch Gushal shall Isser Betok Heter, Ein Somech. El akfei lepachas mishishim l'olam b'shishim. V'afal gav di'ik akfei levetamei v'leik etamei di'isura. Av'al v'vadai afil i'ik ha'shishim v'tamei kfei v'iz be'i tamei osu d'tamei v'adai l'obotam. So we have the way we have it here is Ein Somech Ela Akfela. What does that mean? You can only use a Kfela. You can't use Shishim. Why? But then he writes L'fachas M'Shishim L'olam B'Shishim. It doesn't read straight. So if you have to, look in the you'll see in the Mosad Rav Kook, they straightened it out here. He says, "Av kshimnimo gufo shel iser b'toch haheter, ain't somche makfelo l'pachas mishishim, not ela akfelo." The way we have it here is ain't somche ela akfelo. It means that you're no. The point is, you don't use a kfelo to determine ul olam b'shishim avagav di'ik kfeil v'tamiv lo toimlev v'leik v'tamiv di'isura aval b'vadai afilu ik shishim v'tamiv kfeil v'iz b'tama osur d'tamiv v'adai lo bato. In other words, he's saying if it's nimoach, then the gufa shel iser is there. So then we dafka want shishim. Ain't somchim akfela. We're not somich akfela. We're all on b'shishim. And even if the kfela tastes and we don't have shishim and says he's there's no tam, still us. Because since the be'en was there, the tam is the be'en, but the be'en was nimoach. So that you need dafka shishim. But if you have, okay. So this is this, and the chiddush or the Rashi and the Bais HaKotzer is that even by get anosha, that maybe you'll say ein begidim b'no saint tam, but when it's nimoach, it's different. That it'll have an asinus tam, and you need shishim. The Milchas Kohen asks on this. One second. On page 11. Let's see page 11 in the Milchas Kohen. ועוד כושר ליטובה שגיד הנושר אף שנימוח גופו בתוך ההתר שצריך שיש נובד לו ושלא לובד על ברוב כמי שעץ בעלמהו ואינו נושאים טעם כלל חוק גיד הנושר if it's נימוח תאב אגב שתור עשרוס הלודות ומשאר יסורים ושובוח ומשאר פפי שנמחה גופו בתוך ההתר ותרס את הרוב וסביל פחס משישם כל שטעם על גוי One more change from Tom. Uvishlam Odasa Sovrim Shim Nimcha Gufa Isser Tocha Heter Eina Tarovas Muteras Pachas Mishishim Aval Shotama Goy Velo Higrish Batama Isser Hasi Shabra Lama Gibet Nosha Tzorak Shishim Kinegdo Ki Ushova Bezeh Lashar Isurim. So the two issues that we're being done on here. One issue is what's the story with Gira Nosha? That's Nimoach. Do we say that's okay, you don't even need Shishim? Or if you hold the same beginning no sin tam and it's Nimoach, that's also Nesinas Tam. What do you say that's Mochomer? And then what's Tam? The regular din of something that's Nimoach inside a Tafshil. Could the dafka need shishim, or could we matter it with a kfeila pachas mishishim? Those are two. That's done by even by isurim outside of gira nasha. That discussion. So the Rashba makes a claim that gira nasha, you need what? You need shishim, even though I ain't begidim no sin tam. You still need shishim. So the question is this relevant to are these two shitas of the Rashba connected or not? Are these two shitas connected or not? So that's what the Milchas Kohen is discussing here. He says, back to page 11. Od kachal lituva shegir anosh afshin yimor kufa b'tocha heter shetzach shishim levatlo v'shelo yivatel barov kem she'etz ba'almahu kenos etam klal. Avagav shetar asrosol odet mishar yisur
and b'shubachim. Shafal pishe nimcha gufam b'tach ahed and b'teres ha-tarovas afil pachim b'shishim. Kol shetam o'goy. Kiv she'edush en gid ha-noshin nosin tam klal, lamu lo yivatel barov?
Right, so this is his kasha. He says, what's the Rashba talking about? Why do you need shishim? Why do you need shishim by gid ha-nosha when it's nimoach v'im b'gidim b'nosin tam? Because what do you have rov? It's bottom. Ah, he still didn't tam, but that shouldn't apply to get an usher. So that's his kasha. In other words, the Rashma, the Bais HaKotzer says you still need shishim. In other words, even though ain't the gidim knows in tam. And normally when you cook a gid, that tam's no poly, but it was nimcha, you still need shishim. So why? The whole idea, once you have rov, that you still need shishim is a din tam, and ain't the gidim knows in tam. So he wants to now connect it with the other Rashba. Ubishul Modasa Sovrim Shim Nimcha Gluf Ha'Isr B'tocha Heter Ein Taruvus Muteres Apochus Mishishim Avol Bishatama Goy V'lo Hirgish Matama Yisr As Yishaper. So in other words, if you hold like the other Rashba, that it's not, that Kfeila doesn't work when it's Nimcha. So Kfeila doesn't work when it's Nimcha, so you see that it's not only a din and tam, because then Kfeila should work when it's Nimcha. As you shopper, let me get a notion, so I shishim connected, he who shove a bezeh, l'shar isurim. So you, that apparently, that when it's Nimcha, you don't just view it as tam, you view it as sort of the bittle of the be'en, of which she, the shear of shishim, which is connected to the tam, but it's not just pure tam. But if you hold like the other sheetas of Alfi, may the kai melonk rabbi the tam v'toisus, the kama rabbisosh isha shenofel hetem uteres atarovas afilu b'pachas mishishim. But according to the other rishonim that say you could have a nasi, in other words, if even by nimcha it's a din in tam, so therefore you get a goy, it's good enough. So then it's difficult to understand why then you shouldn't need shishim. So that's what he says. So these two things. I think that's what he's pointing out, that these are two Rashbas are related, these two Rashbas. So it's good. Works out good for the Rashba. So these are two interesting points, whether there's a chilek between something that's nimcha or something that's not nimcha, it stays be'en and it was just cooked and the tam is niflat.
Isn't it just a bit of min v'minam?
No, it's not to say it's to get a nosha that was nimcha in rice. So if you only aim to get in nos and tam, so then you have rov. So do you need? You still need shishim. So the Rashba says in the Bais HaKotzer, you still need shishim. But why? What is shishim? Shishim is a din and tam. So why do you need shishim? So apparently, what the Milchas Kohen is saying is that there's a din, there's a difference between when an Isser is nimcha in something, in contrast when the Isser is not nimcha, it's just cooked. Like you have a meatball, treif meatball that's cooked with rice, and then you take out the meatball. So it's just the tam that's niflat from the meatball. So that's pure din tam. But when, say, a meatball just melts into the rice. So that might be more chomer than a regular din tam. Haraya, so there's two rayas are that you see that you need shishim even by gid hanasha, and that's one rashba. And then the other rashba is that what? That kfeila would not be good enough. Say kfeila, you only have 50, but a kfeila says he's not towing. And the rashba says he still can't be matirit based on that, because nimcha is more chomer. Nimcha is more chomer. Either
we assume that the you know nimcha is more chomer. That's what the Rashba says in the Torah Sabayis Aruch. That Avakav Dikah Kfeil of Tamim Vilo Timely still is Aser. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so you're saying that over there, he says you can use either, unless he's saying that's not by Nimcha. Yeah. So then it wouldn't work out according to that. Okay. Enough of that. What? Yeah, so we talked at this point, that's the kasha that he is, yes. Right, okay. That's number one. And the Pri Chadash gives pshat here on page 14. Says Dafu Pishain Tam Legir Hatoras Rosso Fichatzark Bittel Bushari Surim, the Tsarak Layan, a mighty Srihu Hator of Amchaber Shishim Negdo, the Kavan Tainkan no Sintam, Lamalo Yaboto Barov Heter, that member mean a bottle barov, right? That's the Kasha. And then he quotes the Mechas Kohen. Then he says what you both were saying on the left side, third wide line. Well, mind the kaimelon kipsaka mechaber. She said nishan hetem mutar b'chol gavna v'pachas b'shishim kol shein tam v'gufis shenimcha. Lama lo yeh didn't gain b'vina nosha. Right. In other words, that's what you fellows are asking. In other words, if you hold like the mechaber that feila works even by nimcha, so that means the nimcha is a din in tam. So then why is it also by gid hanasha when it's nimcha? If ain't beginning no sin tam, matam yesh lachmir lav yoshim shari surim. Tam adre yesh tam lachil bedin hanasha tvei mishari surim. So that's what that's his taina. So that's the question. So we're talking for you. Okay. Now let's get back a little bit. Yeah.
According to the kasha, even according to where they're setting up, there's nothing to do with kasha at all. Because even when I say it's the Rashba, it's also even according to Rashba, it's zero. It's the only reason that you're not so making a fail and it's nimcha, so we assume that it's going to be no same time of shishim, and we're not going to be so much on a fail of the day. Only when it's to take it out, when it's not going to be. But if you know for sure it's no time, it's still it's not mustab there. It's only like a zero, shalom achali.
Yeah.
So who are the Nami? So, and
the Pashup shot, I think people. Yeah, I think people say that Ein Begidim and Ose Tam means it doesn't have the. I think who said. Kavastas says. Yeah, Kavastas says the famous piece that there's a difference between its ability to be poilate, and in other words, Avada, there's something there. Okay, what page is that?
14.
Yeah. Chavazdas. Yeah, right. Chavazdas says Mashakoshim Shem Rebbe's Lachor Kusha Chamuri. Came the Kaim along the Sagi Batimus Kfeil, right? So what's the answer? Came in the beginning of the Osin Tam. And then the Vada Yev Shalom with the beginning of Tam Klal. Of course it has something. Eki Fugu Tanoim in the beginning of the Osin Tam, right? I mean, if Mamash doesn't have any Tam, then what's the Machlokis? Because Tam and Machlokis and Metzias, so like Rabbi Wilk said once from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, every Machlokis and Metzias you have to just turn it into a Machlokis Mahalocha. That there is Tam, the question is this Tam sufficient to the Tam Kolosh? So the question is, it has tam. The only question is enough tam to be poilet in something else? But when it itself disintegrates, that tam is there. Then that's not that even by gid has it. So therefore you need shishim. Okay, but so she should, right.
No, because it's still there. If it melts, it's still there. You're not taking it away.
Strong.
Yeah, okay. It could be, you could say it's strong.
You can't take it away, but it should go away.
So, yeah, but we don't, I guess.
You don't need shishim once you take it away.
I guess the answer, so we don't have enough of, to know exactly. So, you know, Hanami, if it's Tomek Fela, if you hold like the other Shita, then maybe it could be Mutter. If you don't hold like the other Rashba. In the Hanami, we don't know for sure. You're right. In potential, it probably should be less. Okay, so that's this discussion of the two-part discussion about Nimche HaGid and about Nimoach, and is Nimoach the regular din of that's what Ike was saying and Rabbi Tuchman was saying, that you see the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like by even Nimoach, that there's a bit of this. So the question is, so therefore, so how come there's an Isser by Gid Anosha? The answer is there is Tam. There is Tam. It's not enough Tam. Ami Gid Anosha Tam just means it's not enough Tam that if you cook it with something else and then you take out the Be'en, that it's not going to be poiled into something else. That Tam is not strong enough. But it itself, Menei Bei, then... That'll be, yeah. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about bugs. A little bit about bugs. Kedei shleimish anofel yitush l'toch ha-marak, ve'inu nimtza sham. So you have a kedei shleima and a bug fell in, and you can't find it.
Where are we?
On page 16. So it's a didn't bury, it ain't a bottle. The stopping in Iram and Amorak Bakara Russia. So what if you pour out some soup and you see that the bug didn't come in to your second kli? But if you take out a spoon and you see there's nothing there. So that's what he writes. Dvar berurim ani roakan shein aberi aseres b'chol mashi machmas plitasa el machmas mamasha. The din of berry ain't a bottle is only on the hefts of the berry. So if the berry, if you're going to eat the whole, drink the whole thing, then the berry was there, then you violated the issur. But if it's only mitam, if you see b'shul, there's no bug there. It's only a case of tam, so that's gonna have it in the bittul or nosin tam lefgam or whatever it is. So that's not gonna be a problem. Because berry ain't a bittul, just means that the end of the berry is ain't a bittul. The heftza. He says, "Yeah, very kishari sum bottle. The able dvarim pshutim or easy lichtov are the same ki rabu. It's pashut. The meitah mashen nivdach ben amarach biyadua shein sham gufin shal beria kamol shen nofla shal muter veikan shum safik. It's pashut. Because if a bug fell into the soup, and you see that you know, so it's a beria in a bottle. But if you
you spoon out and you see there's nothing in your spoon, if you, then you can eat it. You don't say the tam of berry, you don't say it's not bottle. And then anyway, it's no same tam of gam he talks about, etc. So that's, it's pasha, you know. Rashba has a tshuva, but you know, Rashba's saying, I'm not saying any big chiddush here. It's not, you don't need to quote me on this. Okay. Then there's another tshuva of Rashba. A lot of important tshuvas of Rashbas in the world. Bisha Shabbatka Yerokas Matzah Behem Toloim. So she's checking the vegetables and she finds bugs. Vacha Shashilka Matzah Od Behem Shlosha Toloim. And then she cooks them and she finds three bugs. So what's the story? So yesh mi shemata is called the bdika. Kevin she hashar batal b'shishim. Reason me nagdol shahru leisim mishum etutrei b'zim me'am nekazafet. Mitzvah hashlikah she nistan es suras lutzir she rochas shemi yesh ve'enu nikarim veri ena b'teil. Tshuva. Ro ani b'zeh leisim. Kache anu morim b'chol yom. Ro min atam shamarta. She ena ni ro b'zeh enin trei b'zim. Yishil batal matzah talas achas. Because of what much acheres, lo hukzu kazu b'kach, lo mashuv einu lo b'dika yose, hashativ akdim za shtayim b'vas achas. But how many kol b'dech at kolim shesholka much of chazu b'dach and much acheres, a kol osu shigvar hekazu, hukzu kazu osu kol yirokha shibba olam. Iker inyin shakol shenimtsu toloi merubim b'gdeira, bein pa machas ben harbe pa mitzvichim b'dika yofer. Kol sh hukzu kazu b'dika lotzis mi yosoch hazapu. So once it's mukzuk, then you need a b'dika. Aval b'motzeg mevushal mevuvol yevshal lebotcha ficha chasur. So once it's muchzak, the Rashba says, once it's muchzak, then you need a bedika. A bedika means a thorough bedika, because it's muchzak. So you can't just say you basically checked it, and since you're not going to be able to do a thorough bedika, then the whole thing is no good. Oh, so let's see where this comes from. So there is a sugya in Yevamos on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph on page 18. The Mishnah, Zok the Mishnah. Nasa Isha Vesha Ima Esa Shonim Velo Yolda. Right, he was married the woman 10 years and they didn't have children. So Eda Rosh Levatel. So he shouldn't stay with her anymore. It's a discussion whether, you know, Bizman Hazeh, it might be different, whatever. But that's what the Mishnah is saying. Girshim Uteres Linosei Lachem, Rosh HaShem Lisho Simo Yud Shonim. Okay. So, so she could get remarried. And he could try for 10 years. Because just because she didn't have a kid with the first guy doesn't mean she's not going to have a kid with the second. So the question is, so what about a third husband? They say she got married when she was 15. Went married, right? So then the first husband, she was 15 to 25. The second guy from 25 to 35. So she still could have children, 35 to... So could she marry the third guy? Do we say no? She already had two husbands, and she didn't have kids. So she's mukhsak that she's not going to have kids. So then she shouldn't marry the third guy because she's going to bevatel him from Peruvu. So that's the question. Betray zimna habichazaka or betlas zimna habichazaka? So the Gemara says here, on page 19 in Yevamos here, Tani Dalam the base. Sheni in Shlishi Lo. Whereas she could only even marry a second guy. A third guy, she can't get married because she's already mukhsa. She already has two husbands that she wasn't able to have kids with, so it's probably the issues with her, you know. So therefore, she shouldn't marry a third. So that's the question. There's a machlokis whether trei zimni have a chazaka or betlas zimni have a chazaka. Masnisa mani Rebbe, the Tanya Mala, and then you have another. This comes up by Bris Mila, Mala Rishon Umes. Your first son, he gave him Bris Mila and he died. So you have a second son. So could you give him Bris Mila? Yeah. Sheini Umes. Now Shlishi, maybe you shouldn't give him Bris Mila. So because you already have a chazaka with two kids that they died from Bris Mila. So maybe there's something in the family that so Shlishi lo timol. Divrei Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel Mer Shlishi Timol, Revi lo Timol. So that's the machlokes whether betray Zimni have a chazaka and therefore you shouldn't do the third Bris Mila, or betlos Zimni have a chazaka and therefore you shouldn't do the fourth Bris Mila. And the same thing by Peru Revu. How many times does she have to, how many husbands does she have to not have kids with to say that she is not able to have kids? And then you have another example. Further down here, first word in line is Mila. Where I put the end bracket three lines up, first word in line is Mila. This is the din of Katlonis. That this woman has a bad mazel. So she has a husband and he dies. Has another husband, he dies. So could she marry a third time? Well, we say, yeah, you can marry a third time. Don't marry a fourth time. The third time you could still get married. So that's so we have several examples. We have like the Peru Revu case, by the Mila case, by the Katlanis case. All these cases are question of betray zimni have a chazaka or betla zimni have a chazaka. So how do we pass him? So says the Rush. On page 20, second arrow. Who mistabra the Mila v'nesuin betray zimni have a chazaka. The suffix nefashasu. The suffix nefashas lachok hakel v'chein nisuin v'katlanis. Because when it comes to a case of pikuach nefesh, like Mila, what do you want to kill a third kid before you find out that the... So stop by two. Assume trei Mila has out. Don't give the third Mila. You want to kill your third husband? Stop by two. You already killed two. So don't marry the third. But by other things that are not not a question of life and death. One second. So if it's not a case of life and death, then you could assume plus have a chazaka. So, like the Hilchas Nida, the Vesis.
Isn't the Gemara though trying to link the first case with marriage
Right, but in halacha. Right, but you're right. The Gemara doesn't necessarily make this. This is called the hachra. You know what hachra means? Hachra means you have two shitas. One shita says this, one shita says that. Now the middle shita is not either, but I'm saying we're going to use this shita legabe certain things and this shita legabe other things. In other words, the shita of three holds always three, whether it's pikuach nefesh or not a pikuach nefesh. The sheet of two holds it's always two, whether it's pikuach nefesh or not. The Rosh says the psak should be that when it's things of not, it's nothing to do with pikuach nefesh, like the marriage, not having kids, so it's not a question of, and no one's dying, just not having kids. So then you could try a third husband. But don't try a fourth husband. But when your husband's not having kids, so just try a third time. But if your husband's dying on you, then don't kill the third guy. You know, bad enough that the first two guys had to die. So that's the That's the psak of the Rosh. So this psak is quoted here in Yerodea for bugs. What's called muchzak in bugs? Because in bugs also, no one's dying from the bugs, made pastures. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch here on page 22. Sivdal. Yirakas mubu sholosh shenimtzu behem sholosh toloim ha-yirakas asurim. But that's the Tshuva Sarashba. That the Avomei Shlokas Mesadim Matorim. In other words, it's Muksuk B'Toloim. So how much do you need for Muksuk B'Toloim? Says the Rashba. So the Rashba says you need 3 times. The Rashba. So if there are 3 bugs, it's Muksuk B'Toloim, and then you have to totally check every single thing, and if you can't, then you have to throw out the whole thing. So that's what the Taz and Sif Cotton Vav says. Beis Yosef, maybe Shem Chuvas Arash, but because of Shem Shtei Pamim, can Dira Lepashat Shato Sofer, the Tzorach Lom Shalosh Pamim. And he says, he quotes the Machloikis, which raised him, and then he quotes the Rush. The Minasu and Amila Kaimalon Karebi, Mishim Sofik Nivash Lahakim. Mash Mashar Dukti Kaimalon Kram Shim Gamliel, Dafka Patlasa, Teiniker. So Mamela, bugs is not the, no one's dying from the bugs. So then you need three bugs. Three bugs you need to say muksak for bugs. Oh, so let's see. So we'll see shortly. In the Badia Shulchan, he just summarized it very nicely. So let's take a look. In page 21, he just wrote the Sefer on Heter Hataras Nedarim. That was his latest. Three lines to the bottom. Sifkat Memvav. On the left, the right side of page 21, 3 lines from the bottom. Yerakim Zvoloshim. Akdim Lazel Sif Hagdomik Tzora. Visha Arba Midos Biyerakus. There's 4 halachas, 4 categories. Lein Yisit Tolam Shart Tzorosim. Echad, Shiv Shchichas Harachas Hurak Miyot She'enu Motzli. In other words, say the percentage that this particular vegetable will have bugs is a miyat sheinu motzer. Now we're going to have to see what does it mean miyat sheinu motzer. What percentage? We'll talk about that. Say it's a chveis, only 2%, 1%, or, you know, we'll see what, a small percentage, a miyat sheinu motzer. In other words, he had a miyat a motzer means he could have 45%, so it's still a miyat, because 45% is not rov, but that's much more motzer. But you have 2%, that's a miyat sheinu motzer. We'll see specifically what the cat, but he says by miyat she'enu motzoi af lechatchila inu tzorach min adin livdok ha'yirakas. So miyat adin by miyat she'enu motzoi, you don't have to do any bedika, and that's the din brought down in the poskim here. In here, take a look in the Ran and Chulin on page 28. That's where it comes from. Was like Rav Shechter pointed out, no one checks, like Rav Shechter pointed out, for every single trefa in an animal, because they live over self. But by the lungs, they have sirchas, they have things in the lungs, punctures or whatever in the lungs that could be traced. So then you have to check them. Sirchas or bereis, why? Because they're motzi. Have al shar treif of shil chalchile in tzorach livdok, because they're ainu motzi. So the fact that from bedikas hareya, That's what the Ran says. We see that there's a din that we're bodik the Reya, and we're not bodik the other things. So he says, because the Reya, the percentage that there could be trefa in the Reya is miyut hamotzi. That's so most are not, but there could be a miyut that are. But that's a miyut hamotzi. So then you have to do a bedika. But if other other parts of the animal, the percentage of the trefas is very einishchiach. So then you don't even have to do a bedika. He wrote of Lev Avram of Weinfeld. He wrote a tshuva about his son told me in one of the safe sparim they put out from the yeshiva Lev Avraham about bedika shatnas, the same idea. Because we bizbarazel we try to check for shatnas, you know, in suits and things like that. But the question is, what's really required mikar adin and what's just a chumrah? So if it's so that's what Lev Avraham says, a discussion whether if it's mir chain or matzoi. So we have this din that it's you know, certain suits maybe a matzoi, certain suits ain't a matzoi. We you know, you really have to know the statistics, but that's why the mice we just check well the suits. But certain things are mir hamatzoi, certain things are mir matzoi. So that's the first thing he has here, a five cone that based on that round we just saw, that a mir chain or matzoi af l'chatchila. In sort of bedikah. Okay, yeah. Habez, the second thing, shimu mir tamotzoi, chayv min adin lebotkan. But if it's mir hamotzoi, and we'll see what the percentages are to say it's a mir tamotzoi. So then you have a chiv bedikah, only midraban. Because again, it's still only a mir. So in the Torah, you follow the rov. The trefa in the lungs are more shchiach, even though it's still a miyut, there's a chova of bedikas hareya, so therefore the same thing over here. Okay, but it's still only a chiv. In other words, if it's a miyut she'enu matzoi, there's no chiv at all. Miyut hamatzoi is a chiv midrabanan, but it's only midrabanan, and therefore safek derabanan lekulam. Okay, so that's the third. So that's the second category. The third category, the second wide line of the Bar Yashulchan, the second wide line on the left side of page 21, the middle of the line. Hagimel. The third thing is shechichas harachas who besafek hashokul. So if it's 50-50, if it's 50-50, so that's a safek. That's cool. That's not a rov anymore. That's a safek, and then it's a shaylov deraisa. So safek deraisa luchumra. Shechichas harachas who besafek hashokul shachayv levatchum. Then it's a chiyav bedika min haTorah. And any sofik, you have to go luchumra. But say you already cooked the yarakas before you did the bedika. So then you could say that it's a sofik, then you could be matter it. Why? If in other words, you made a mistake. And you were in the special Yerakos before you checked it. So then you have a Sveika. Sveika, who said, okay, it's 50-50, but maybe you lucked out and you have this particular batch, there was nothing there, no bugs. And even if there was, maybe they got, you know, disintegrated. And therefore they're not a berry anymore. Because again, we don't see any bugs now. The question is maybe, and you can't, in other words, and the assumption is you won't be able to check anymore once it's this bashel, so it's going to be too, you won't be able to check, so then you have to rely on this fake sveka, that something that wasn't there, and if it was there, so worst is that it's a barrier, but maybe it's not even a barrier anymore because it got the bug got, you know, dismembered. And the fourth scenario is huchzak b'shratzim. In other words, there's a chazaka. You already saw for sure that you have three bugs in here. You saw three bugs, so it's muchzak b'shratzim. So now you cooked it before you took out the bugs. So now you don't have any heter. Why? Because al yidei hachazaka kuvadei sheish b'shratzim. So then you lost your sfek sfeka. Because in other words, even if you took out those three bugs that you saw, but this is muchzak b'shratzim. So now you have to assume that bavadai, there's more bugs there. So even though you saw three bugs and then you didn't do anything, you took the three bugs out and you cooked it. So now you have to assume for sure there are more bugs, but it's huchzak. Once you saw three, once there are three, you can assume there are 23. And therefore you don't have a sfek sveka. You can't say something maybe that you locked out because you didn't lock out. There were three. You took out those three. Believe me, if there are three there are 23 that you didn't see. Or 53. So you can't say because you don't have the suffix of maybe there's not bugs. There's definitely bugs there. Shemini mochu. That's only a suffix echad. Ein makilim suffix echad. Aster kamer hacha b'chabed aleishim tzu b'osim yirach shloshel toin. That's called huchzaku. And therefore, once it's huchzaku, then it still could be mutter. But then you have to do a full fledged bedika, because you have to see every spot. And if you already cooked it, that you're not going to be able to, already got too mixed up, that you're not going to be able to see every single spot, then you're finished. Just throw it away. So this, you know, comes up. People have their flour. They have. They see three bugs, and they're not willing to do a thorough bedika. In other words, you can't just look around helter skelter. You got to do every single, you know. Because once they're three, it's muchzak, and now you got to chol mokum. And if you can't do b'chol mokum, then you get a little usher. And that's the din of we're mako. It's a kula, right? Not two, three. Three bugs. Not two bugs. Yes, sir, we talked to him.
When you say muksak, we mean in what quantity? Like I get my flour, it's in a box or a bag or something, right? So that is that it's totally on my bag or it's totally on the crop of the infestation of the, you know, of all the flour that are producing wherever they produce it? Do I have to know that? Like, guys, so I didn't
see
mine, so I don't have any problem. But maybe, in general, if there's a decision, how do I define, or my broccoli versus the Velt broccoli? Like, how do I define, meaning...
Right, okay, so let's see. Yeah, okay, we'll see soon. One second. We'll see soon. And this idea of being bodek, you know, there are other makaras. You know, you have Gemara Chulin, on page 23 in Gimel Amud Beis. Rav Mitzuyim, it's the Shechita Mumchim Hein. So the Rosh says on page 24, so you can assume that if something was shechted, it was shechted properly, because most people who do shechita know what they're doing, hopefully. So, but you still. So that's why if he's here, you have to give a bechina. No samchina ruba. What's the lecho on shiv tekenu? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says on page 25. He says, you see a fellow, you don't know who he is, so you can give it to him to shecht. He says he knows how to shecht. So you don't know him from Adam, so you let him shecht. He could eat. But if he's here and we don't know who he is, then you gotta give him a chinuch. If you know that he's the shochet of the town, it's different. You don't even know him. So you have to do your due diligence to check him out. You don't know him. Like, you don't know a story. You make a heter. You don't know what you're talking about. You make a heter, you matter something without knowing the metzias, chalila. Check him out. So that's the chorus of this idea of being boydik. Well, we say. Right, we're not going to. In other words, we're not going to rely on Rov. So we're saying the Miat Hamotzei.
They're saying it's the Miat Hamotzei that they're not. Yeah.
There are people that check that don't know what they do. Most do. Yeah. And then. And Siman Pei Dalet, it says here, in page 31, Siftes, Avar Bishel, Tok Shnei Chodesh B'lo B'dika, Yochel Livdok Bodik, V'lav Mutter, Nimsu, Tzas, B'kedere, B'shlich, V'ochel, V'ashar, Kish Bishel, Omer Hani Mili, Shalom Nimsu, V'al Echor Shnaim, V'al Shlosh Avar Bo, HaKol Oser. Shlosh Avar Bo, that's where the din that he was quoting, that HaKol Oser, because it was Huchzak. So therefore, it was Bishlu. That's what the Shach and Sifkat Lamed base. That's what the Rafai Vokal was quoting, in the bottom of that. Once it's Huchzok, then you don't have any Sfek anymore. Now, in terms of just what the Shear is, what's called Miat Shem Motzoi. So the Rivash on page 34 says Mia Hamotzer Yotzlom Shukarav Lemechza. Has to be Karav Lemechza. To be, it was like 45%, something close to Mechza, but it was like 2%, 5%, 10%. That's not Mia. It has to be Karav Lemechza. That's the Shita of the Rivash. That's a big cooler. It's a big cooler, because that means that if it's not Korov L'mechza, that's not even called Mir HaMotzoi, and therefore you don't even need any B'dik at all. And then there's a tshuva of the Mishkanos Yaakov, where he says differently. Says as a Chavios Chilchat Siri So 10%. 10%. Where does he get it? He brings a raya from this Mishnah in Gittin. In other words, a miniach peiros lios mafrish aleim truma umaisus. Whereas he has some peiros at home, and he says that the whatever I'm going to eat now, the peiros at home are going to be the truma and maisa and what I'm eating now. I'm on vacation now, so I'm going to. But I'm getting fruit. I don't know if it was hufresh. So I say whatever is at home is going to be the Truman Meiser on what I'm eating now. But the question is, maybe it rotted. Maybe it rotted. How do you know the stuff at home is still fresh? It's not like today we have refrigeration. So he says, well, there's a Mishnah in Bava Basra that says a mocher peiros lechaveiro. So there's an assumption that when you sell a barrel of fruit to your friend, that some of them are really not going to be good, and that's assumed. So that's not considered cheating him. Because he's selling a barrel, you know, in the barrel there's a certain amount that's no good. So he says that if you're 100 there, Eser Metulos Lameya. So you can assume that 10 are. Martev shal yain, you want to drink wine. You don't know if trumas or mitzvah for first. So assume you sell them 100 units of wine, whatever it is. So 10 will be spoiled. 10. You send them 100 barrels. You can assume 10. 10 are spoiled. So the Mishkanos Yaakov says that the halacha is you go away on vacation, you can assume that they were still there. But maybe it was spoiled. So he says, and then he says like this. Well, one point I skipped, that the Mishnah there in Gittin says that you have to do bedika every once in a while to make sure that it didn't, that your stuff at home is still good. Shlosha prokim botkim esayayin. 3 times a year you should check. In other words, you're going to go on vacation, you're going to have to drink wine. You're not going to be more than mafrish, so you'll say that the wine at home is going to be the truma, but maybe the wine. So 3 times a year you check to see that the wine is still good. The wine is still good. So you see that you have a chova bedika. Why is a chova bedika? Because wine spoils, but only like 10% will spoil. Father in rov av machzis yenis machmitzim, but most wine won't spoil at all, but 10% will. So that's why you have to do the bedika. Because 10% will, so then you have to do a bedika, because maybe your wine is from the 10% that will. So you have to do, in other words, you want to have this wine to be the that you'll be saying, oh, the trumas and maisers are in the wine I have home and what I'm drinking now, and then you see the Mishnah says that you have to do bedikas, periodical bedikas, to make sure it's still good. but wine, some a lot of wine never spoils. So what's the periodical bedikas? Well, we see that from that mission in Bava Basra that 10% of wine does spoil. 10% of wine does spoil. So 10% of wine does spoil. So then you have to be choshesh that maybe the wine that you have is from the 10% that spoils. And Mimela, that's why you have to do the periodical bedikas. So he says, he sees from here that if there's a 10% chance that that something goes wrong, then there's a chiv bedika. So that's called mir tamatzoi, 10%. Very different than the rivash. The rivash says kar of the rov. So that's what the Mishkanos Yaakov has this year. That the fact that you see the Mishnah says you do have to do bedika on the wine to see that it didn't spoil, and only 10% of wine spoil. So you see, that's why you have to do the bedikah, because 10% spoils. So maybe your whole thing is from the, you know, part of what you're being mimafrish is from the 10% that spoils. So therefore, you have to do the bedikah. So that's his smach, to his shita of 10%. Okay. One last thing. There's a letter here from Rav Yashiv to Rav Schwab. And also from Rabbi Lubin from Edison, New Jersey. And from the OU. So Rav Yashiv says, Michtav Kvar Dvarso, I got your letter, Rav Yashiv says, and I also got Rabbi Lubin's letter. So what are they asking Rav Yashiv? B'inyan toloim b'yirakas. So what's the problem? The problem is, it's not when you have your own house, how much yirakas you have in your own house. It's when you want to have a restaurant, or a hospital, or a camp. So Rebbeinu Shalom, what are you going to sit there the whole day and check lettuce? To, you know, the ain't over self. You can't. And he says, what are you going to tell them? They can't serve the vegetables? Also, they're not going to be able to accept that. And then if you won't give them hashgacha, they'll just go to someplace else with the worse hashgacha. So what do you do? And the assumption is that these yirakos are what? Are muchsak. At least some of them are muchsak betolayim. And muchsak betolayim, we just saw, you don't get any sveikas, no sveikas. Then you have to assume the vaday there. It's only mutter if you bodek every single thing. So that was the question. So what do you do? So he says, like this. Second paragraph, verse 39. Yosef Sharon so be melach vid ve mit loy molim lamala khak shof im sam melach rotsi mo sam shuv be maim khak ne shen der zum otsi men atom mo gamre but you could do something to minimize those. If you put it in salt water, so you might not get at every single bug, but you might be able to remove it from the status of muhsak to the next level. In other words, if it's only, it's no longer going to be muhsak because you did enough to, in other words, if you do that, it's no longer muhsak. So it could be that nothing, that removes the status of muhsak. So maybe there's still a suffix. So that, if you cook them, it'll be a sveika, because maybe there was no toloim left. And even if they are, maybe they got crushed up. Ah, isn't that Eimavad L'Nisach Al-Khila?
layish l'mokum l'hati b'yitzchashim b'shas adcha kazu v'gam hefzim merubah l'mala mitzodos. So that's what he yes, he says like this on page 40. That was the so that was what they suggested to Rav Elyashiv. Is that, are you allowed to do that? So Rav Elyashiv says on page 40 on the left side, v'zeh v'zeh shesherin tzirokas me'melach k'loim olim l'malam chakak roktsim. He says it's not a real full badika to do that, but mikomokim mitochim shezeh l'chol apochas mafkiya osam midin mukzokim. That's enough to that it's not called mukzok. So then if you do you cook them in small quantities, then there's what to say that there's a suffix that there's nothing. So then you have a suffix to say that maybe it's not there, and even if it is, maybe there's no bug. You're no longer in the mukhsak category once you do that, and then you could say that you have a sfeik, maybe there's nothing in my particular pot, and even if there is, maybe you got nimoch. And he says, if you're going to tell them that they have to check every single thing, they're not going to listen. And so better do this to make something containable, and then you could have that eitz of doing it to take it out of the mukhsar category and then cook it in smaller quantities. Maybe it brings it down even better to the mechsa. He's saying, "Otzad hayos," you know. I guess because maybe you just say simply that you're not interested in the bug, you know, right? Yeah, where is that? Where is he?
On the right side.
The right side. L'hatel yabishul chor hayishim sin. Right. And here.
I mean, here the whole point of that whole being there is the whole point of that or the smash is because you're doing a pu'ula to take it out.
Yeah, and therefore.
Maybe there you're sharp, but there file when you know it's in there, you just don't care about it. Maybe.
So you need to understand that Allah has made us a chachim, saying we're saying all the sack and advash. So he also the chavanos who will have read as a iser, the chachim she be yodel son and also the loin. And over here.
It's not like you
want to
take it out. You're being revatal them and saying it.
And therefore.
So as a din there, because you're dam at the advash to all other cases where you're not doing a pool of.
So in the case of the dvach, we say you heat it up, and it's nituach, and then you masan in it.
Comes to the top.
Right.
But in the process of removing the bug, some time will go in.
So we say that's okay.
Okay. So that's the question is, do we with that? But that's other cases where you're not where the time is. Maybe you don't care about it, but you're not doing a pool to remove the bug. But you know, you're only removing some to take out. But you know that there are others that
are. No, you take that salt out. That's fine. I did the salt water to get rid of it.
Maybe
there
was
salt
in the mouth on the
tree. Yeah. Okay.
The salt that remain, which will now be buffed out, the
there's something
there.
So the
same thing
he said there.
Yeah, and then he quotes a Marsham from Rai Tatz. It didn't on the top line on the left side. Emi Vadlin is a Chalil al Shoyach Rach Bedov Shu Chovitzbo. Or Salatiro. He doesn't want the bugs to be mad, right? Same idea, ain't Nene me, you know. And then he says, maybe there's no issue there at all. So, I mean, you're just doing it al atzad. That
wouldn't be enough, but.
But if you're going to use a big pot for 500 people. So most probably the still is going to be Kama Toloim. So isn't that, it'll still be Muchsuk. So that's what he says. With the salt water, together with using... doing it in smaller quantities, so then between that and that, it's not muchzak already, and then it's either suffix or whatever you want to call it, and then he thinks you're okay. So that was his eitzah. In other words, the point being is to unmuchzak it, even though you didn't totally matter it, but it'd be enough to make it that it's not muchzak, and then once it's not muchzak, then you can have these other coolers of svek and things like that. Okay, good. Okay, so next week is Hanukkah, so we'll still have Shir, right? We still have Shir Hanukkah, so it's good. Okay, excellent.
We have two questions. Number one.